From high above ringside at T-Mobile Arena in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Thursday, April 18, 2024, Fan Appreciation Day. And this is Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Carlson finds a loose puck. Marchessault rips it over the crossbar. You know what's on their minds. Now a left point try. Shot wide by Marchessault. Out in centers, Eichel stops. Bouncing around in the right circle. Marchessault wants it out high to Whitecloud. To the left wall for Cotter. Out in front, Kolesar's drive, blocker save. Kolesar, 8 goals, which equals a career high, looking for number 9 right there. Eichel crosses over left circle, sends it in front. Marchessault shoots, kick save, another try save from a sharp angle. Marchessault whacks his stick on the quarter boards after a couple of close calls there. Finds Brett Hounded, rips it right. Eichel tips it to Marchessault, he shoots, save, rebound, Marchessault, hit deflection, goes wide left. Marchessault got his own rebound, tried to bank it in, and the referee blows his whistle. Oh boy, very close. And those were legitimate opportunities for Marchessault right there. And with 5 seconds to go, they'll kill the clock. Silverberg with 2, with 1. That's it for the first. Attempts are 25-10 for the Knights. Shots on goal, 11-4 for the Knights. Nobody scores. No penalties, and therefore no power plays. 0-0 through 20 for the Knights and Ducks in Game 82. Let's head downstairs and welcome Ivan Barbashev to the broadcast. Ivan Dantuva in the radio booth. Welcome to the broadcast. Thank you, and let me congratulate you on appearing in all 82 games. You, Braden McNabb, and Jonathan Marchessault have appeared in every regular season game. How do you do it?
I don't know, just play games. Trying to stay as healthy as possible. I think it's not always up to us, but I think we've been lucky enough to be healthy all season and to be able to play 82 games.
It is an achievement. I wonder, some guys, because they're out for an injury, you never want to miss any time at all. But how do you, not overexert yourself? You want to be in prime shape going into the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah. To be honest, I think it's up to us to get better as a team going to playoffs. And, this is something we've been doing really well, in our last stretch when we were winning. And, it's pretty hard to do. You want to be as healthy as possible, and you got to play smart out there.
Yeah. So, obviously, today, you guys can, with a win, clinch third of the division. So I'll put that aspect of it aside. Boy, it sure looks like the guys want to get Jonathan Marchessault that 43rd goal. He has already 9 attempts today. What do you think?
Yeah, he's chasing a record. So we've been talking about it for the last couple of games. And, he wasn't able to do it earlier. But, he's the shooter today. And this is something we really like to see from him. Yeah. He gets a lot of chances. And, actually had really good looks. Unlucky didn't go in.
Could not pull it away from the reach of Olin Zellweger. Knight's going to lose puck, though. Eichel to Marchessault, save. Deep on the left, pad stopped by Lucas Dostal to his right. Pass comes around to the left. There's Terry, returns it to the left goal line. Back and forth, passing on the near side. He'll watches to his right. Now up top for Fowler. To the right, a one-timer. Score! Off the underside of Hill's glove. He got over there, he just couldn't grab it. And it goes in for the goal. Frank Vetrano, who has been the goal scorer for the Ducks this year, has his 35th leading the team. And on the power play, Vetrano has 13. 1-0 Anaheim, 15:35 to go in the second period. Pass to Flex, Marchessault takes it left wall. He is stripped, and it goes the other way. It's going to be a one-on-one breakaway. Terry with a chance, saved by Hill! Part Ryan Strome with that great chance. Excuse me. It was poor sailing for Strome, right down the slot. And the righty Strome got to the puck at the hash marks. And a quick deep, trying to go glove side, but didn't elevate it perhaps as much as he would have liked. But they have the lead.
Yeah.
Dorofeev plays it behind, centering for a shot save. Michael Amadio in front, but Dostal makes the stop. Played to the neutral zone by Zellweger. On the right wing, Colangelo gets through, feeds left, extra pass, saved by Hill, punches it away. Great look out in front for Lundestrom. Face-off win for Hurdle. Left point, Theodore, backs his way to the middle. Right circle, Carlson, Theodore again. To the left for Jack Eichel. Top of the left circle. Out in front, score! Marchessault, the redirection! 43rd goal, and the Knights have tied the game 1-1. It's a power play marker. Eichel's going to lead the celebration. So perhaps it was not off Marchessault. It looked like it was, but maybe you hit a duck stick.
Hard to tell, Dan.
The hurdle was parked in front.
Yeah.
Marchessault was between the circles. Now it does not go off Marchessault.
No.
He put a stick into the air, which normally he only does when he scores. It went off a duck stick. Marchessault was very close to getting his stick on it, but he did not. It's an Eichel shot. He was certainly trying to get it to Marchessault,
yeah.
But it did not get there. Just missed Marchessault's stick. It's a Jack Eichel goal, his 31st, 68 points, and now he is 1 point behind Marchessault for the team lead in scoring. Eichel from Theodore and Carlson at 18:46. It is a power play goal, 51st of the year for the Knights. Eichel has 11 of those. Rim around and hacked out by Toronto. And 2-1-0. Period two is in the books. Each side scores a power play goal. Vetrano from Fowler and Strome, followed by Eichel for the Knights from Theodore and Carlson. It is 1-1 through 40 minutes. William joins us from outside the Knights room. Hi, Will, Dan, and Gary in the radio booth. Thanks very much for joining us. Well, first, tell us about that power play strike for the Golden Knights to tie this game up 1-1. What did you see?
Won the draw. Over to me, back to Shea, and then Jack took the shot and got a good bounce.
You've won all six of your faceoffs today, Will. Boy, the Knights have really been excellent in the faceoff circle in recent games.
Yeah, last game was also a good one, and we take a lot of pride in that, and so that's something we always talk about.
It's pretty obvious that you and your teammates are trying to help Marchessault get that next goal to tie you for 43. How will you react if he ties you?
I'm going to be happy for him. We've been together for so long, and he really deserves it. So, there's 20 more minutes, and I hope he can get it.
He's got 12 attempts, by the way, six shots on goal already.
I'll be honest. I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, I hope he ties you, and I hope it stays tied. To me, it would be real symmetry to have Carlson and Marchessault atop the record book for goals in a season for the Golden Knights.
Yeah, it'd be cool, but, if someone's going to beat him, I'm happy it's going to be him.
Yeah, great answer.
He's got Theodore, sets up Eichel. Joins him out high. Theodore again, shoots, save, rebound shot, save, another try, ends up right boards. Six shots on goal, left circle shot, score! It leaks through Hill, and the Ducks are back in front, 2-1. I don't know if it was tipped or not. We'll see who the celebration leader is. Cutter Gauthier with the play on the left side. And no, it was not tipped. Gauthier feeds Lacombe. It'll be the first NHL point for Cutter Gauthier in his NHL debut.
Just handcuffs Aiden Hill. And literally kind of gets him right in the hands, Dan.
Ducks come in 2-on-1. A drive. Score! It's a 3-1 Anaheim lead. This time it's Frank Vetrano. Second goal of the day. And the 36th of the season for number 77. Well, this is a 2-on-1. The Knights had a bad line change. And Hill went up in a goaltending posture and was beaten on his glove side. And as he was down on his knees, he held that glove up by his left ear. Stunned to have surrendered two goals in half a minute. Both of them coming here in the opening minute and a half of this third period. And the Ducks have a 3-1 lead on the Knights. And his entry pass is knocked away by Marchessault. Going to be a 2-on-1. Eichel shoots, save, rebound free to the outside left. Ducks are on it. Killorn once again. Lefty opens up, floats it to the slot. Directed, knocked away from the net mouth. Off of the goaltender Dostal. It was an airborne puck and then knocked into the protective netting. Theodore to the right. Carlson to Marchessault. Carlson to the right goal line hurdle. Backdoor redirect. Banging away. It's loose. Comes to the near side and out of the zone. 35 seconds to go in the game. Vegas re-ups. Theodore dumps it in right corner. Hard around to the left. Carlson. Left half wall. Marchessault. 25 seconds. Eichel centered. Off the stick. Back to the near corner. Ducks can't clear. Hurdle. Try to pass right. Broken up. Rattles to the far side. Try for the empty net. In for the empty net goal. From 120 feet away. Let's see who will get credit for it.
It's a hat trick for Vetrano.
I think it is. I didn't want to say until we were sure. The Ducks have a team celebration rather than an individual celebration. But Frank Vetrano, met by his teammate Rotko Gudas, just near the blue line on the Ducks side. And a few hats do rain down onto the ice. Frank Vetrano today scores goals 35, 36, and 37. Shorthanded empty net goal for Frank Vetrano has made it a three-goal lead, and the clock will run out. Game 82 ends on a sour note for the regular season. Lukáš Dostál gives up just one goal on 30 Vegas shots in his first game against the Golden Knights. Anaheim 4, Vegas 1. Aiden Hill surrenders three goals, including two quick ones early in the third period. Lacombe, just two goals all year. And then Vetrano, his 36th out of 37 this year. And that is what ends the Knights' regular season. Jakob Silfverberg shakes the hands of the Golden Knights players and then gets stick taps from his own teammates. Applause from the Ducks fans in attendance. Jakob Silfverberg, congratulations on your retirement. It's been a strong career going back to his time with the Senators organization and now retiring. You're still a young man at age 33, drafted by Ottawa back in 2009. This is 11th season with the Ducks. Congratulations on a great career to Jakob Silfverberg.